Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. Once again, Rosetta Health will be hosting its community at the upcoming HIMSS conference, which will be comprised of HASA, Healthy Nevada, and Rosetta Health, all in booth number 5389. And today we're joined by Michael Gagnon, Executive Director of Healthy Nevada, Phil Beckett, CEO of HASA, and Buff Kolchagov, CEO of Rosetta Health, who all will be discussing the community effort at HIMSS 20 and much more. And gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Very thanks, well. Matt.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And we'll start at the top to lay the framework for this discussion. And we'll focus on the power of the community and why Rosetta Health hosts this each year at HIMSS. And with that, we'll kick it over to Buff.
Yeah. I mean, we started this 2 or 3 years ago where we invited members of our community who work with us to exhibit together in HIMSS. And it created a really interesting dynamic. So, you know, community is a big word, but there's sort of aspects of that. The one is really on a social network people aspect, which is when you get into community, you have a lot more power with the people you're meeting, including more people in the conversation. You're making connections where you wouldn't make connections before. But then there's also this technology aspect to community where people are sharing ideas or even, you know, on the level what we do with our platform a little bit is we're actually sharing capabilities across. When one member of the community develops a capability, the other member can use it. So it's this really powerful thing. And we love, and HIMSS is a giant community anyway, but we take some of these really strategic people who are in our community and bring them to HIMSS and have great discussions with people there.
That's excellent. That's great. Thanks for that rundown there, Buff. And I know it's been a success over the past. I think you're right. This is the third year that we've been doing this. And let's talk about the community. So, Michael, obviously, you're exhibiting at HIMSS as part of the Rosetta Health community. Tell us what, from your perspective, what's the community approach to health information exchange?
Yeah, thank you, Matt. I've been in this field for about 15 years now. I strongly believe that health information exchanges are the glue that ties the medical data together in a community, whether the community is a city, a large city, a region, a state, or even a multi-state, you know, organization. The idea is that, you know, patients get most of their care locally, and it doesn't necessarily always come from one health system. It doesn't always come from a series of health systems that share the same electronic health record. So some of the vendor-based solutions, by their nature, don't actually create a community that's open to letting participation by all members of that community to come into that network and create the kind of exchange that's needed so that a patient's data can flow anywhere that they go to.
That's great. Phil, you're a veteran of the HIMSS community. Anything else to add to that?
Yeah, no, I'll always love being there, Matt, with all of you. I think, you know, it drives the traffic. But also, I think from our perspective, you know, our missions as health information exchanges are around changing outcomes. And you can't do that as an individual. That takes the community. It takes technology. It takes the health information exchange going out, connecting providers. And it takes those providers actually seeing the patient or seeing the individual and doing something with that data. So I think if you're going to be a successful health information exchange, not only is it useful, but you've got to operate as a community.
That's great. Excellent insights there. Phil, we might as well stick with you too. And you kind of touched on this, but maybe we could dive deeper. Tell us about the advantages that a community has.
You know, I've just been, in a specific example, I've been working with a group of, like, around reducing premature births. So in other words, we really want moms to go to term. And part of the big part of that is getting prenatal care. So I'm working in San Antonio with a health plan, with a hospital that does labor and delivery and maternal fetal medicine and several practices that work with the patient. So our whole goal there, working together with the health information exchange, is first to identify new moms who are poor to get enrolled in Medicaid so that they have coverage. That's a fairly low lift, but it has to happen. Then have a plan of care to make sure that they get all their prenatal visits, that the hospital knows about it, and just coordinating that whole group. So again, so between us all, we can potentially have an impact on those moms and those kids, but individually, we can't do that. So I think to me, the real advantage of a community is that you can drive outcomes that you can't do on your own.
That's great. Michael, anything to add to that when it comes to advantages of a community?
Yeah, I've always thought that the community is kind of the key to data exchange, and mostly because it's patient-centered approach. I don't mean patient-focused, because I think most providers are patient-focused, but they're not always patient-centered from a data perspective. That is that they don't always share data with their competitors in the marketplace or some of the smaller organizations. And so they don't have a full picture that allows all the data to flow to a single place. To me, if you're going to start to do things like Phil was suggesting, and we're doing a similar project in reporting maternal fetal quality metrics to the payers in our region, it's a really interesting project, very similar to what Phil is doing, but more focused on payers and the HEDIS quality measures that they need. But if you're going to do things like that, and you're going to start to do population health management, it really starts with the data from a community. It doesn't start with the technology. It doesn't start with the functions like analytics. It starts with having the clean, effective data in a single place where you can actually apply the tools on top of that. And that's really what the difference is with the health information exchanges. We're kind of the neutral convener. We let anybody play in a community. We collect data from everybody that will participate. And then we turn that data around and provide new insights to our participants in the network.
That's great. Great insights there. So obviously we're at the front end of 2020, lots of exciting things going on. And Michael, we'll stick with you. What exciting developments do you see happening this year in 2020?
Boy, I view this as kind of a watershed year for health information technology in a variety of ways. You know, national networks are maturing in terms of their ability to exchange data. The Office of the National Coordinator's Cures Act final rule should be out any day now, which will establish the trusted exchange framework and cooperative agreement, as well as the rules that prohibit information blocking. And so from a federal policy, but also from a variety of other reasons, I think that health information exchanges are both maturing, but also have some challenges coming up. And that is that, you know, the federal funding that has been out there for many of them, and I know that my network has received some, but not a lot of federal funding, those are starting to end. And by the end of September 2021, there will be no more High Tech Act 9010 funding available. So that's another change that we're going to see happen over this next year. We're going to see people try to get in on the last efforts to get some of those funds, and then they'll start to disappear. We're seeing new competitors in the marketplace. Some of the big tech giants are jumping in. There are some smaller competitors that are doing things like alerting tools and things like that. That's generally a good thing, but you know, it does create an interesting new competition in the marketplace. And then there's new interoperability standards, the big one being the Fast Healthcare Interoperability Resources, or FHIR, as it's known, which should simplify the way connectivity happens between systems. Now, that won't happen overnight. That's something that's going to have to be adopted. And in healthcare, as we know, we always see these grandiose things that come, and then it takes quite a while for them to get adopted. But adoption is the key to standardization, I like to say. It's the way many other standards have been adopted, such as TCP/IP, for example.
Excellent. Great. Phil, what are your exciting developments that you see on the horizon for 2020?
Yeah, and you know, a couple of things that I'm going to be watching for, and Michael alluded to these a little bit, but one is patient or consumer engagement. You know, you've seen, and this was at the ONC meeting, but also with the FHIR standards, a lot around how does this data get into the hands of patients, and then how's that going to work? You know, it's been tough to ever monetize that, but if you're monetizing the data, and this is going into the hands of Google, Amazon, it's going to be interesting. I'm just going to watch how that shakes out. I'm going to be interested. The Energy and Commerce Committee in Congress has a draft bill out that came out in December around patient privacy and really trying to cover that white space of when you get outside of organizations like ours that are covered by HIPAA, they're not protected by that. You know, if Google's got your clinical, your protected health information, it doesn't have the same set of requirements. So they're putting a bill together. We'll see how that shakes out. And then also around privacy, there was a lot of discussions at the ONC about patient privacy, patient identifier, this unique patient identifier piece. Is that true? I think it's a flawed concept personally. You know, I think you like the social security number. If you've got one ID, it's going to get hacked. So there's got to be more complex ways of doing that. Blockchain is, you know, sometimes it seems like a solution looking for a problem in healthcare, but I think it's going to keep bubbling up. It's going to keep coming up, and we're going to find ways to use that that help both this privacy and security and enable and empower consumers. So that's the space I'm going to be watching in 2020.
Wow, that's great. Excellent rundown there from both of you. So we are at the anything else to add question, our ending question. And we'll actually start with Buff since he kicked off the podcast for us. Buff, anything we missed today? Anything else to add?
Well, I think Michael and Phil talked about community and sort of a, you know, the proper sense from an HIE perspective. But I wanted to sort of say that there's at HIMSS, what will be on exhibition is this higher level of community. So not specifically this geographic community, but this community of cooperating entities, right? So almost, you know, we as Rosetta Health play almost like a glue in between these different communities, Phil in Texas and Michael in Nevada. And, you know, the example is I was at one of our communities. I was at the Connect Michigan conference a while ago, which is one of the communities we play in. And an idea sprung in my head and I shared it with Phil and he morphed it a little bit and said, well, what if we made it mobile? And I was like, mobile, that's interesting. And, you know, we kind of shaped it and played with it and did some stuff with it. We currently have a pilot out there. And then when I was with Michael out in Nevada with some other HIEs, somebody else took that and took it to another level and said, well, what if you did this with it? So there's this community level of people who are all trying to say, solve health exchange, clinical data problem so that it results in better outcome. And that's what's really interesting to me and what I'm excited about. I'm excited about having many players, you know, involved. There's a certain amount of TEFCA comes down and says, we're going to do it this way. But what's exciting to me is when the players come together and using creativity and, you know, innovation and sweat, you know, develop things and make things happen in this realm. That's exciting to me. And that's what's going to be on display at HIMSS 20.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that rundown there, Buff. That's a great connection there. The Rosetta Health being kind of the glue of the community, especially at HIMSS and even more beyond that, as you mentioned. Michael, anything else to add today?
Yeah, I think 2020 is going to be a year of a tremendous amount of change. We're going to see continued consolidation and new business models form around health networks. I think the Sheikh's patient-centered data home was a good first start, and as are networks like Commonwealth and Care Quality, but they kind of have to merge together. There's capabilities of each of those that don't really overlap, and I think, you know, together they could become really the nationwide network. I think we'll see new models of how health information exchanges come together and work. I do think we will see more sophisticated use cases or problem solutions that HIEs need to put out there. I think we've been, you know, focused on mostly two. I'll say, you know, we have a portal and you can look at data at the point of care and you've got an event notification kind of thing. But there's a lot more interesting and sophisticated ones that we could do if communities come together to make those happen. And so I think we're going to see a lot of that going forward.
Great. Excellent. Thank you, Michael. And Phil, anything else to add?
I would just say, you know, to Buff's point, you know, come to the booth. We're a community. We're a problem-solving kind of crowd. We're open to all ideas. We're not necessarily proud authors. We want this stuff to work, all of us. And we talk to each other a lot to try and find the best solutions. I think the more the merrier. So come join us. Come to the booth. Start a dialogue. Bring your crazy ideas. And let's change healthcare together.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you, everybody. What a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Michael Gagnon, Executive Director of Healthy Nevada, Phil Beckett, CEO of HASA, and Buff Kolchagov, CEO of Rosetta Health. And as you heard, these gentlemen were kind enough to share their insights into the overall community when it comes to health information exchange, as well as the community approach at the HIMSS conference at booth number 5389. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Matt.